The Gemara, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Omer Reb Shua ben Levi, Afal Pi Shekora Odom Kriyashma Bebeis HaKnesses, even though a person already said Kriyashma and Shul, Mitzvah Likoisoy Al Mitosoy, there's a mitzvah to say Kriyashma Al Amito. Which parasha? The first parasha, or three parashas. Al Kaponim, there's a mitzvah to say Kriyashma, for sure the first parasha. Omer Reb Yosi, my Koro, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Rigzuv Al Techtou. Imru bil vafchem al mishkafchem v'doy muselo. Rigzuv al techtou. Imru bil vafchem zogdashi, which is referring to alav avecho, pasuk in kriyashma, al mishkafchem, which is shenema b'shoch b'cho, so v'doy muselo, and then b'sheino achekein, and then you go to sleep. So if you say this, al mishkafchem, when you go to sleep, which is b'shoch b'cho, then doy muselo, so that's the kriyashma you say before you go to sleep, kriyashma lamita. Zog de gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, if the person is a Talmud Chochem, then he doesn't have to say Kriyashma Lamito. And the Pashas is because Torah is Meshamer. Since he's constantly thinking and learning, Torah itself is the Gesh Shmira, is Megin Umatzel. Now look at this Rashi, the first Rashi in Shas, Dafheim Brochus, and the Aleph on the top, that's Magde, what's called the Talmud Chochem. So the Rashi, Talmud Chochem, Sherogil b'mishnosoy, Lachzor, Al Gilsosoy, Tomid, what's called a Talmud Chochem? Someone who's rogil, constantly chazering. Chazering, rogil, b'mishnosei, lachz al gisosei. That's a get of a Talmud Chochem. Now, Rashi, interesting, Rashi in Daf Dalet, before, not Rashi in Daf Dalet, Rashi in Davov, later on, Davov and Beis, the Gemara over there says, Agre de Pirka, what's the schar of going to the shir? So Rashi, the Gemara over there says, the schar is riato, the running to the shir, the going to the shir, not the shir itself. Why is the going to the shir? So Rashi in Davov says, Iker kibul schar abriyas agotzim lishmoy drosha bipichochmi, schar hamagutza, the going to the shir. Why? Share rubom einem mevinim lahamid gilsa veloy mashmu mipirab and lachazman sheikabu schar limut. Most people will not be able to understand the shir, to be able to chazer it, to get the schar limud. And that's over here, l'shitosei. The ikar schar limud is to be maimed gis to the chazara. And if you can't comprehend in order to chazer, then it's felt in the ganze schar limud. So the schar limud ultimately is the riato. Now, the Gemara in Chof Dalet says, also according to this very good, the biyusod in the Talmud Chochem is that he's constantly chazering and he's constantly being mahar belimud. Chavdel that says the Talmud Chochem is also lamed b'mokem tinoifes. Why? Because she efshel lamed b'mokem belihiru. So we see that's the yusod of Talmud Chochem. Constantly be mahar in Torah. Torah in Soita says that Talmud Chochem doesn't go down the lamed without Torah. Same yusod. Zok de Gemara. Omar Abaya. Abaya said as followed. No, even Talmud Chochem has said Kriyashma Lamita. You're not off the hook. At least what? Chat Psuka de Rachmi. At least one posik of Rachmi, of Tvila. Kigoin, for example, the example we give, if it's Dafka this posik, or any similar posik, we say, B'yotcho afkid ruchi, I place my neshama with the Ebishter, Padisa oisi Hashem kel emes. It's not exactly the posik on Adon Olam, but upon him, it's b'yotcha afkid ruchi. At least you have to say one posik. Okay. Yeah, even the Talmud Chochem needs it. The Maaseh, that's what we do. Talmud Chochem is a Kriyashma Lamita too. At least one posik. And you have to know who's the Talmud Chochem. According to this, they say at least one posik. But we say Kriyashma also. For certain things, we have to realize we're not Talmud Chochem.
No, I'm not worried about that.
But I'm just saying that's... It doesn't say Shema, correct. It says... This is not. This is sounds like a Adon Olam, but it's not. Om Rab Levi Bar Choma, Om Reb Shimon Ben Lakish. Lo Oylom Yagiz Odom Yetzer Tovel Yetzer Ra. More different memories from Levi Bar Choma, Reb Shimon Ben Lakish. A person should always battle the Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara. Can't just be on the defense. You have to go on the offense when it comes to the Yetzer Hara. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, Rigzu Val Techtov. If you Rigzu, if you go on the offense, then Al Techtov, you won't sin. Im Nitzchoy, if you battled correctly and you stabilized him, mutov, that's correct. Im Lav, and if he didn't stabilize the Yetzara, Yasek b'Torah. Torah is the way that you're going to battle him. That's we know. That's Torah is the Is the Eibusha gave us a sam to battle the Yetzer Hara?
Before that.
What?
Big trouble. Big trouble before this.
We'll see in a second. So Gemara Shenema Imru Bilvavchem. Which is talking about Lavovcha, which is Torah. Im Nitzcha, if you talk, we're able to conquer the Yetzirah with Torah and Mutov. Vim Lav, and if not, if that didn't work, then Yikra Kiyashma. Shchele Beis HaMedrash, exactly. Exactly. Same thing. Oh, that's this Gemara. That's going to be soon. That's this Gemara right here. Vim Lav, Yikra Kiyashma. Shenema. Kriyishma is Torah, but here it's B'Torah is Kriyishma, Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, Shenema Al Mishkafchim, Im Nitzchoy Mutov, Vim Lav, Yizkolo Yema Misa, Shenema V'doy Musela. So there's three steps. Number one is you have to battle the Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara. If that doesn't work, Yaskar B'Torah. If not, Kriyishma, and if not, Yaskar L'Yoyim HaMisa. Frek the Welt. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Why don't you go right to...
Why don't you go straight to Yoyim HaMisa?
Because it's too depressing.
Oh, very gishmak. He asked a good kasha, the Velt asked his kasha, why do you have to wait till Yom HaMisa, the last step? Go straight to the Yom HaMisa if that's the way you conquer him for sure. So number one, that's a depressing, he's saying B'Shem HaVig Gemil, that's a depressing way of going about it. But no one has, the Abishah doesn't want us to be depressed, wants to be happy. So you don't go right away to Yom HaMisa. Another teretz to this kasha of the Olam is, that Yaskel Yom HaMisa is only going to help after you did Kriyash Man Torah. It's not going to start work on its own. Esav said, Hinani Yoylech Lomus. Esav remained Esav Rashi, even though he's talking about Yom HaMisa. Yeah. So you need the Kriya Shema Torah beforehand. The Maisa, the Trumas Akri, in the Pesach Hashar, he explains the Yisoid in these three ways are three ways to battle the Yetzirah, specifically these three things. Why? Torah, Kriya Shema, and Misa. Why? Because these are the three sibas that a person sins. Number one, a person thinks, I know better. So number one, learn Torah. You'll see what you're doing is a terrible sin.
Right.
If you don't know Hilchos Shabbos, you don't think you're doing a chet.
Right.
It's a terrible thing. Number two, it's not so bad. It's kal be'enov. Kal be'enov. Read Kriya Shema. Voshtei in Kriya Shema. V'sartem v'avaretem. Rashi says, if somin atera, you end up doing avodah zarah. So we see that it's not so simple. It's not so kal. Don't be so kal be'enov. And the third thing is, the reason why a person does chet is because taivis elamazeh. So Yaskel Yom HaMisa. Remember, the end you're going to be Rima B'Seleia, all the Tavis are going to go in naught. So that's why it's connected these three things. Now, Koyen, obviously the ideal way of Yaskel Yom HaMisa is if a person goes to a Levi, he's having more Yisairis. Like it says, Beis HaOvel is more than Beis HaMishta. And if a person comes in his Mamish Oisik in the Mace, that's even more. The Kohen that's lacking that opportunity, Kohen doesn't have that. Kohen can't go to Levi, can't be with the Dalai Lamas, can't Mamash do a taiga. So how does he have this? He's lacking the Yaskar and Misa. So my Zayd in Damesk Eliezer says that that's Pshat in the Medrash. It says, Yiras Hashem Tehoira, Zok the Medrash, Mi Yiras Shenisiora Aaron, Lefina Kosh Bochu, Zocha Venitna Loi, Pashas Taiga, Atsev Kaladoras. The Pshat is, because of the Yir Shemaim that he had, he doesn't need this additional Yir Shemaim to validate the Yetzirah through Yaskel Yom HaMisa or through going to Levaya. So that's why he was nitten like Parashas Tagat, Tzev Kol HaDeiros, and that's why all Kahanim don't need this Mamash going between the Lamas to Yaskel Yom HaMisa. Zog the Gemara.
Otherwise, everyone else is Tegel Lechaz al Beis Evel.
Right. That's why it's always better. Right. Zog the Gemara. Another drasha of Reb Levin. There was a special nesina aser sadibris, like you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was placed them in the Oren. Aser sadibris. Torah, even though Torah has aser sadibris too, but it's a special nesina. Torah is a mikra. That's mikra. Zok Rashi. Mikra, Chumash, Shemitzvah, Likros, B'Torah. That's Chumash, Mikra. V'Hamitzvah, Zu Mishnah. Zog Rashi, Mishnah, She'is Asku B'Mishnah. Interesting, Rashi, by Mikra says Likros, and by Mishnah says He's Asku. Pshat is because Mikra means, it's not just the Kriya itself is a mitzvah. When a person reads the Torah, that's a mitzvah. Mishnah, you have to be Oisik in Mishnah. It's not just reading the words. You have to understand it.
Right.
Another pshat is because dvarim shebichsav you have to show loimim baal peh. So mikra is takel likrois. And fakir dvarim shebaal peh you only had in the special hetter to write. So she's asked, who can't say likrois by mishnah because you're not supposed to write mishnah. It's supposed to be baal peh. You have a special heter today, obviously. Asher kosafti elu neviim v'ksuvim. That's nach. Lohiroisam ze gemara. Why is lohiroisam gemara? Zog drashi, svorei taima mishnai, shem emene yoytzei ro. But a moira mero min ha-mishna, you can't pass from a mishna. Nikum evali oilam, sech seita. Melamed, what does it come to tell us in this pasuk? Shekulam nitnu l'moishe misinai. Everything was given to Moshe Mitzrayim. Not just this, but called Chiddush Talmud Vosik, also L'Chadish, was also given to Moshe Mitzrayim. Zog the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yitzchak Kol HaKoyer Kriya Shema Mitosoi, Ki Lo Oiches Chayav Shal Shtei Piyos Biyodoi. If someone is saying Kriya Shema Al Amita, which is so very important, how we see what even Talmud Chokma say it, is Ki Ilu is carrying a double-edged sword, Shtei Piyos, a blade on both sides. Shenemar, Roimois, El bigroinom cheref pipiyos biyodom. Don't say piyos, says pipiyos. My mashma mazut revitem ravashi mireishu dinyona. Tichsiv, yalzu chasidim b'chovet, yiranu al mishkvoisom, which is the beginning, it says, mishkvoisom, going to sleep. Uksi baschen, it says afterwards, roimois kel bigroinom becheres pipiyos biyodom. So we see this aside, that you need this pipiyos. So, you need devices, you need a pipiyos besides kriyashma too. Kriyashma, we said, is there's mazikin, there's yetzahara, there's two different aspects why you need the pipiyos and the kriyashma. V'om Rabbi Yitzchak Kol HaKoyer Kriyashma Al Amita Osoi. Mazikin. Oh, mazikin bedelim yemeno. The mazikin go away by kriyashma Al Amita. Shenemal ubnei reshev yakbiu oif vein uf ela teira. Uf is referring to teira. Shenemal. Hitif einecha boy veineno. You blink your eye, the Torah is gone. You can't see after Chaza. With a blink of an eye, Torah can dissipate, can disappear from you. Vein reshef is referring to mazikin. Shenemal mizei ro veluchume reshef beketem rigi. The names of mazikin. So we see that they go together in the pasuk that it says Torah and mazikin that one battle another. Om Reb Shimon Lokesh kol oisik b'Torah yisurim b'denim imenu. If you oisik b'Torah, Yisurin go away from you. Terrible inflictions. Shenemal. Now we're touching the pasuk that Gabi Yisurin. Ubnei reshev yakbiu oif. Vein oif elatera. Shenemal. Hit finecha boi veineno. Vein reshev el Yisurin. The other part of the pasuk. Shenemal. Mizei rov v'luchume reshev. Which is referring to Yisurin. Om Rabbi Yechanan. Ho afilu tinok shabes raven yoidin oisai. You don't need a pasuk in Eoif to tell me that Yisurin, Torah battles Yisurin, and the way the Samtem Torah is the biggest Sam, the biggest medicine. Every kid knows it's in the pasuk in the Torah. You don't have to come on to Eiyov. Shenemar vayoymer im shemay yitish mal kol shem al kecha vayosha be'ein of taase vezant al mitzvah yisuf shemat kol chukov kol amachla shesam mitzvah lo osam alecha ki ani Hashem refecha. Ella, what's the pshat? Kol she efshel elasik b'teira ve'ein oisik. Someone who's able to be oisik b'teira and he doesn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe all of Yisurin Mechuarin Va'oichin Oisai. If a person is able to be Oisik B'Teira, or even if he learns, he's able to learn more, and he's able to learn better, Be'echus, Be'kamus, that itself is going to bring a loyal in Yisurin. Shenemen Elamti Dumiyo, Hechshesi Mituv, Ve'kei Necho, Ve'ein Toiv Elateira. Toiv is referred to Teira. Shenemar, Ki Lekach Toiv Nosat Elchem, Toirosi Alta Zoivu. So we see over here clearly that Toiv is Teira, and a Mela, the Lamti Dumi Echsheisi Mitoiv. So Mela, if you don't, the person that's Echsheisi Mitoiv, he's not Echsheisi Mitoiv when he's able to, he's suing common person. Zog the Gemara. Omer Reb Zeir, Reb Yitem, Reb Chanina, Ba Papa, Boi Urei, Shaloi Kimiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miris Bosa Vedom. Miris Bosa Vedom, Oda Moiche Chavis HaChavei Roi. Someone who sells an object, an item that he wants to keep. It's a valuable thing, but he has no choice. He needs the money. So he sells it. So Moicha Etzev, the seller is sad. He lost what he had. The Lekech Samech, the buyer is very happy. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einu Kein. Nosalem Tech LeYisrael. The Eibshe gave the Torah to Kal Yisrael. Besomach, and he was happy. Shenemar, Ki Lekach Toiv Nosati Lochem V'Tirotzi Al Tazoivu. It's Lekach Toiv. He's happy about it. He's not depressed about it. Adarab, the Eibshe is happy giving the Torah to Kal Yisrael. The question is, what do you mean? The Torah is in Kal Yisrael, but the Eibshe doesn't have the Torah. The Eibshe has everything. The Teretz is Torah Leib Shemayim. Klal Yisrael can pass Kana Alocha Adin. And that's Taka Leib Shemayim, so Taka gave it away. Omer Rav Yitem Rav Chizda. Im Roya Odom Shiyisurin Boi Nolov. If a person sees that Yisurin come on him, Yefashvesh B'maisov. Then he has to be Mefashvesh. He has to search and seek and do self-introspect and see why this is happening to him. Shenema. Nach B'zod Recheinu V'nach Koiro. V'nashuva Ad Hashem. Pish Pesh V'loi Motzo. If someone searched and he looked and he didn't see a reason why the Yisroel are coming on him. Then he has to be turning into Torah. They all asked the question. Similar, the Velt asked the question. A person just checked and he didn't find, so why didn't he check for Bittul Torah? The first thing. What do you mean? I didn't find a reason. Now let me check for Bittul Torah. Oh, it must be Bittul Torah. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi Be'etzim answers this. Rashi Pishvish V'loy Motzah, the first wide line on the left. Pishvish V'loy Motzah, Loy Motzah Avera B'yodoy, Shebeshvilo Ruin Yisoyin Alo Lovoy. Meaning, Ain't Tzadik Ba'otzah She'aster V'loy Yechto. Every person has some type of sin. If a person is injured, a Yisurin on his hand, be mefashmish b'maisim mida k'neged mida. What did you do with your hand? That's what you first do. You first look for the mida k'neged mida. If you don't see a mida k'neged mida, you're choyte with your lashon, you're choyte with your naim, you're choyte with your peh. Whatever the reason is, so then be toilin bitul Torah. That's why pshat is. That's why it's the second step. It's not not the first step. Yeah, go ahead.
If he would have learned, he would know where he.
That's another pshat they say, Taka. What's pshat? Torah is the second thing. Pshat is it's a felt in Torah. You think you don't have any reason because you didn't learn. You didn't learn Hilchos Shabbos. So for you don't know what you did wrong.
Right.
Learn. Get the bit of Torah. Learn itself. The Torah itself will be the remedy, right. And it'll enlighten you what you did wrong.
Right.
Now. The Or Chaim says that even in Torah itself, it's shayach bittul Torah. That means a person thinks he learns, he's not toiling that first. But in Torah itself, it's shayach bittul Torah, meaning be'echus, you could have done more be'echus. Be'kamus, could have done more be'kamus. In Torah itself, it's shayach bittul Torah. The Gemara says, mevatlin talmud Torah l'kiyas ha-megillah. Aye, Megillah's Torah. Pshat is, there's two aspects in Torah. In Torah itself, we see Al-Kaponim and Shaykh be toiling bittul Torah. Zok the Gemara.
There are people that
think
that
all
argument
someone
says the only way to learn the
Torah
is
being.
Anytime you don't learn real
being. Mizeh umizeh al tanach. A person needs iun, a person needs bekius. I'm just telling you, there's two aspects in Torah. There's iun and there's bekius. There's the mile of iun that obviously you don't have a bekius. But if a person only learns being and he doesn't know shas, then he's not Moritz. Shoyle noise b'chol mokoyim. Ve'ena megam game. So you have to have both. Mizel mizel tanach yedecha. Let's push it. Divrei Torah aniyim b'mokom echad, ashirim b'mokom achi. You have to know what Chazal say, not what he tells you. Divrei Torah aniyim b'mokom echad, ashirim b'mokom achi. You have to know what all mokoyim is. Doesn't mean to take away from Ian, chas v'shalom. But at the same time, it's mizel mizel tanach yedecha. This girsa, this Ian, this different Chazal say what it is.
I don't think you should. Okay.
Zog Shenema, Ashri HaGevet Shenem Yom Toslam Deni. Oh, Vim Tolov, let's see, we're toiling a bit of Torah, Veloi Motzah, and you still didn't find a reason. B'yadua she Yisurin Shel Avohem. Then you should know it's a Gevaldika Madrega. The Eivisha gives Yisurin to a person called Yisurin Shel Avo. What's the reason? Zog Drashi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyasra B'Elam Hazeh. The Eivisha is Miyasra, a person in this world. B'loi Shum Avohem, even if he doesn't deserve it. Why? Without an Avega. The Eibishter gave the mensch Yisurin of their world for us. Kedei azol malbe zayin schar in olam habo. That's Yisurin shel avo.
Now,
not as kapara, but a person has to accept it for Yisurin shel avo. If a person has Yisurin and he says why and he complains and he's not accepting it, then it can't be Yisurin shel avo. It won't be number one like you're saying. It won't be kapara, and number two, it won't be menaka that it will be able to get more schris in olam habo. Oh, we'll see the Gemara, right? Shenema.
He's not learning that it's coming to be. Yisur Shav is coming to get rid of the Averus. He's not
mashma that. Here Rashi says, "Below Shemovin." There's another. That's another. Yeah. Correct. Yisurin is take away Averus in this world till you get punished, so to speak, for this in this world versus in the next world. Rashi is saying, "Below Shemovin." Another madrega, that's maybe regular Yisurin. Yisurin Shalava is another madrega. Yisurin Shalava, not because Yisurin to take your Averis. Yisurin Shalava means not because of Averis. Zog the Gemara. Shenema ki es Asher Yoiv Hashem Yechiach. Those that the Eibush loves, Yechiach. Omer Ova, Omer Rav Schoir, Omer Rav Huna, Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chofetz Boi, whoever the Eibush love, Medaka B'Yisurin, the Eibush give him Yisurin, Shenema, Vashem Chofetz, Dakoi, Hecheli, Yochel afilu lo kiblei ma'avo. Oh, if a person doesn't accept it, then it's also going to work. Talmud lema im tosim osem nafshoi. A tosim osham nafshay. Ma osham the das. Just like osham has to be a carbon only the das. Avisum the das. Vim kibble and if you receive the yisum ba'avo, maschoy, what's his char? Yire zera. He'll have children. Yarech yom lavarichas yomim. For the oydash talmudim is kind of yodoy. He'll remember his learning. You want his gula to remember your learning? Loyalain, if a person has yisurin, he's mekabled ba'avo. Shenema b'chofetz Hashem b'yodoy yitzlach. Pligi bo Reb Yanka bar Idi, Reb Acha bar Chanina. Chad ome elem yisurin b'shal avo. This posuk b'chofetz Hashem b'yodoy yitzlach is going to yisurin shal avo? No, I'm sorry. Chad ome elem yisurin shal avo kol shein ben bitol teira. What's called yisurin shal avo? If it causes you to be mevatel teira, too busy in the hospital, and I can't learn, that's how yisurin shal avo. It can't be that yisurin shal avo take away from teira. Shenemar, because you learn from this posuk, Ashri ageva asher tirasrenu ko, umitros choslamdenu. So you have to still learn. What's Yisun Shalavo? Kol Shein Ben Bittol Tefila. It doesn't take away from your davening. If it takes away from your davening, it's Kenitzayin Yisun Shalavo. Shneema, Boruch Chalakim Ashloi Heisei Tefilosi V'chazde Mi'iti. Omelu Rabbah B'Gedei Rabchi Barabo. Hochem Rabchi Barabo. Rabbi Yechnom. Eilu Ve'eli Yisun Shalavo. Both of them can still be Yisun Shalavo. That means that even if you have Bittol Tera and Bittol Tefila, it's still Yisun Shalavo. Shneema, Ki Es Asher Yehav Hashem Yochiach. Elamatam Elohim Tirosu Slamdenu. Altikit Lamdenu. Et Elotilmedenu. Tlamdenu, not pshat that you'll be able to learn even though you have Yisurin, and only then is it called Yisurin Shalavo if it wasn't Mavatl Torah. But rather, Tlamdenu means you learned this from the Torah that Yisurin Shalavo is Mamarak a person. Dover Zemitirosu Tlamdenu. Kavachoy Mishen Va'ayin. The Nevet Kraini goes up Mishen Va'ayin. Mashen Va'ayin. Shen Echel Mevor Shalodim. It's only one of the limbs. Eved Yoytz Ben Lecheros, he goes free. Yisurin shememarkin kol gufa shel adam. Yisurin memark the ganze kelpen, the whole guf of a person. Al achas kama vekama, that's considered that it's memark the adam and he goes free, so to speak. He goes free from being punished for his averes. V'hainet Reb Shimon Lokish, the Omar, Reb Shimon Lokish, nema bris b'melach. It says loshem bris b'melach, v'nema bris b'yisurin. Nema bris b'melach t'chsev, v'lo yisash bris melach bris, v'nema bris b'yisurin. T'chsev ele divra bris. You soon this going on the clawless. It says bris over there. Ma bris omer b'melach. Melach b'matekes sabosar. Melach sweetens the bosar. It takes out the dam, so mele it becomes edible and becomes sweeter. So av bris omer b'yisurin. Yisurin memalkin kol avinoyis of shel adam. Yisurin memalk the avinoyis of a person. Zog mo tani Reb Shimon Yoichi Omer. Sholosh matonis tevis nosna kodesh bochu the Yisrael. The three great matonis the Eibishter gave to Kal Yisrael. B'kulon inde el yaid yisurin. Three yisurin. Eloin. Teure v'eretz Yisrael v'olam habo. Teure minayin shneemar. Ashri ageva shetirasreno ko umitrosot lamdenu. Yisurin is the way a person, Teure doesn't come mitech oisha. Teure comes mitech oini. Famous, the Ketzei Sechaisen used to say, the sefer that was niskabel the most from all the svarim was the Ketzei. Why? Because that was when he was young and he had biggest Yisurin and he had oini. That's Yisurin. The Mishnah says, so we see Yisurin and Torah go together. Eretz Yisrael d'chsev ki kashe, exactly. Eretz Yisrael d'chsev ki kashe yaser ishes benoi Hashem lekechem yaser eko. Eretz Yisrael comes about through Yisurin. It's not a dover posher to have Eretz Yisrael. It's Yisurin taka. Like we see. Plenty of it now, unfortunately. Uktzi basrei ki Hashem lekechem v'yecha l'eretz toivo oil. Oh. Oilam haba, how do we know it comes about through Yisurin d'chsev? By where? Ki Hashem lekech mevir etz toivo, and before that it says, Kas yishes benoi Hashem lekech miyasrek. Zog demore, oilam haba d'chsev, ki ner mitzvah v'toira or v'derech chayim t'chochos muso. Zog drashi, ki ner mitzvah v'toira or is also a matana that comes about through Yisurin. What does that mean, Yisurin? It means the hardships of this world, you acquire Olam Haba. So it comes about, Olam Haba also comes about through Yisurin. We'll stop over here at the bottom of Daf Hei Omer Aleph.